What's up, everybody? Before we get today's episode going, I want to remind you to please check out and support our PowerPlay Patreon page. For just $2 a month, you get access to all of our bonus content, like drafts and trivia, and you get the episodes ad-free and one day early. So please take the time and support this independent podcast by going to patreon.com/thepowerplaypod. That's patreon.com/thepowerplaypod to support the boys.
They say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
It can't be a one-man show out there. Got to have all the boys involved. Got to be willing to go to the dirty areas.
Hey, what's up, all you NHL and all you hockey fans? Kevin Weeks here. Just want to say welcome to the Power Play Podcast.
Ooh, welcome to another edition of the Power Play Podcast. I am your host, the one and only Vinny Milani, alongside, once again, absolutely nobody in the studio, but on Zoom, Anthony the backup, Jeeker. What's up, boys? Jeeker, I'll start with you. How's it going over there in Pittsburgh?
It's starting to get really hot.
Good.
But other than that, good. Living life, trying to stay healthy, so we're doing good.
Hair's looking nice. You were playing with it before the show even started. Now it just looks all combed and nice. And
if that's what you get when your hair is long enough, it doesn't really matter. You can just do whatever you want with it. But
Anthony wouldn't know anything about that.
No, hey. Whatever I cut off pretty soon, I'll send it down your way.
much appreciated. That's a true friend right there, man.
Absolutely. That's some teamwork there.
But, exactly.
I need to get one soon. It's getting annoying. It's the longest it's ever been. I looked at my phone actually the other day, and it was like May 7th of 2019 was the last time I got a haircut. So
over a year.
So jeez. It's time that Governor Wolf turns everything green in Pennsylvania so that I can get a haircut.
So I can get some. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's how I'm feeling right now. But my hair is always a mess. So Anthony, how's it going over there, buddy? Where are you? Let's tell all the listeners where you're at right now.
I am at our mom's house in beautiful Neptune Beach, Florida, where Vinny is not allowed. Yep. My mom will not allow Vinny in the house yet, for obvious reasons. I am here. My wife and I came over for dinner, and she is 9 months pregnant.
What was on the menu? What was on the menu tonight?
If I tell you, you're really not going to like it.
What was it?
I almost don't want to tell you because I feel bad.
All right, then don't tell me. I don't want to hear your voice anymore. We've got a great show ahead of us, though.
Tuna noodle casserole.
You're such a bullshitter.
I swear on whatever you want me.
You're
to
such
swear
a
on.
Bullshitter.
Alyssa,
go get mom right now. Go get her right. I'll tell everybody what's coming up on the show. Go get mom right now. I want to talk to her. Okay.
I'm not gonna go. I'm not.
Okay, that's fine.
That, but you can text her. I swear.
I'm happy she hasn't texted me today. So
you're so upset.
I'm not that rattled though. But I digress. We move on.
Right,
we've got a great show ahead of us though, folks. We've got start sits call ups. We've got a main event. We're going to be actually previewing some hockey. We have some major news to discuss.
Hockey is kind of back.
We've got some major news to talk about. Jeeker is stirring over there with a hot take loaded up for a start sits call up. So we'll get into later. But first, it is time to pay the bills as usual. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social media platforms at the Power Play Pod. That's Facebook, that's Instagram, and that's Twitter at the Power Play Pod. Check us out now. And, of course, drop those reviews wherever you're listening. I'll make it quick. I make a short and sweet, quick intro, plugs, that's it. And our Patreon, patreon.com/thepowerplaypod. You get so much bonus content. It's just a lot. You get a lot, okay?
You get bonus content, access to the Patreon-exclusive Facebook group where we all are in there discussing hockey. Now that there's actually something to discuss, we're talking about matchups.
Anthony is pushing that Facebook group, by the way. Yeah, you are. That is your push.
Because I love talking hockey with people, and the more people we can get in that group to talk hockey and bounce ideas off of, the better. So please join the Patreon. Any tier gets you in the Facebook group, and come join us for a lot of fun hockey chat.
Just $2 a month, and you get to talk with the boys. That's it, right there. You
absolutely
get to talk with the boys and other hockey fans alike. So just $2 a month, make it happen. patreon.com/thepowerplaypod. Boom! Right. What? Why are you shaking your head? Did I spell that wrong?
I really wasn't paying attention to what you were saying.
Oof! You scared the shit out of me though. We've got a great show ahead of us though, folks. Without further ado, let's get into our quick question of the day. And it was actually our quick question of the day last week that I was planning to ask. with the Michael Jordan documentary just wrapping up, The Last Dance, followed his life around, one of the greatest basketball careers of all time. I wanted to ask you boys, if you could pick one NHL star of all time to follow around, to know what was it like living in his shoes, who would it be? Anthony, I'll start with you.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question, buddy?
Are you shitting me? Jeaker, I'm going to you.
That's a tough one. Thinking about it, like, I want to find someone that maybe was a little older, because you could see the difference between, like, nowadays and what it was. But, like, someone like Ovechkin comes up to mind because he's such a polarizing kind of character. So if there was me, like, my perfect one, you know who would actually be really good is Jágr. Like, yeah. When he came to Pittsburgh, he was really, like taking his hot rods out on the street and going 150 miles an hour, like, something like that. So, like, that kind of, like, character would be cool. And I mean, he was a hell of a hockey player, too, so.
Yeah, it would definitely be. Kind of
that would be my guess, because you could see his, like, man, this guy's work ethic. Like, he used to go run stairs, like, after games. So, like, being able to see kind of, like, the similarities between him and Jordan would be really cool.
Can the Jágr 30 for 30 or whatever the documentary is, can we get a 24-part episode? So since he played for so many seasons, can we get, like, Jágr in his time in Florida when he's, like, working out super late at night, like, after games? Like, can we get that part of the documentary as well?
That's him, like, his whole career, though.
Oh, that's awesome.
I remember games, and there'd be games in Pittsburgh where I'd read my mom would tell me, because I was probably, like, 4 years old. But, like, he would play a game at home, like, score 2 goals and go shower, do treatment, whatever, be back on the ice doing all those things, then get off the ice and meet them, like, at the plane and stuff like that. Like, he was just, like, it didn't matter. And, like, I mean, you hear the stories all the time about him doing, like, 1,000 squats a day.
Yeah, it's wild. Like, that's what I want to see in a documentary, yeah. Right there. I want to see that work ethic here. So, Anthony, the question was, with the Michael Jordan thing, the documentary just finishing up, what NHL player, past or present, would you want to see a documentary of?
Ooh, that's actually a really good question.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, I'm awesome. Yeah.
That's actually a really good question.
I know.
It would have to be an equal to Jordan, and that would be Gretzky.
Yeah.
I'd like to see maybe how many parts was The Last Dance? 6?
I think so.
Six parts. So I'd like to see like a multi-part documentary going through his life, his trials, because I know he had some struggles early in his career as well, getting cut from teams and saying he was too small. So I would love to see how he got through that. I would love to see everything from Edmonton to how he decided on ending, because he ended his career, you know. I feel like he still could, if he wanted to, he still could have played 3 or 4 more years. Like, no one was going to stop Wayne Gretzky from
playing. Yeah, oh yeah.
Besides Wayne, he pulled the plug on himself. So I wonder what it was like going through that decision and sorry, not. He didn't seem like he regretted it very much. So I'd like to see.
Yeah, I mean, would you regret calling it a season after scoring that many goals?
Yeah, you could follow him through his coaching career too. Maybe some things that didn't work out as well.
That's why my pick would be, and I'm surprised you didn't go the goalie route, and I'm going to go the goalie route. I would have liked to see Patrick Waugh. That's who my documentary would be, not only because of his amazing playing career, but his coaching career. He spent some time, obviously, coaching junior hockey, and then he made his trip up to the NHL coaching. And it's like, that's who I want to see, because he has character as well. Yeah. You saw him behind the bench get pretty pissed off at games.
Dude, like, yeah, he's a character, man.
So that's what I want to see. I want to see this character. Also, and throughout his illustrious career, because he was a superstar in Colorado, he was one of the all-time greatest goaltenders of all time. And you get a documentary about a goalie. You get to see behind the mask. You get to see what kind of character he is. Yep. You see his mind.
Go ahead.
They could have a whole episode dedicated to his ugly end in Montreal.
I was just going to say he probably is the most – I literally was – that was going to be what I said. Like, he has probably the most controversial story in all of hockey, yeah. I'd say. So that'd be a hell of an interview. Yeah, it'd be a hell of a documentary.
Yeah, that's what I would want to see.
That's probably out of all of them, that's probably the one we got to get going.
Yeah,
let's make it happen. Let's not tell anyone.
Power Play Podcast documentary series.
The Patrick Waugh series. Imagine, can you imagine? That would be unreal.
That would be unbelievable.
the beyond the ice.
We'll start off with Jesse from the Marksman, the head coach, who we interviewed, who you'll get later on this week. But we'll get him as our first documentary participant, and then people will see it, and then they'll be like, okay, let's get Patrick Waugh in here right now.
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely.
Exactly. The power play push is a real thing. So that was our quick question of the day. We hope you enjoyed it. We now move on to our starts, our sits, and our call-ups. But I'm sorry, boys, before we get into our starts, sits, call-ups, I want to let everyone know what's happening in our main event for this show, because I forgot to mention it in our intro. We will be previewing the upcoming series of the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Montreal Canadiens. It starts our summer preview series of what is to come in our 2014 playoff, which I feel like we're about to hear some chatter about our 2014 playoff. We're going to go with Jeeker first with our start, sits, and our call-ups.
Well, actually, I didn't put that on my starts, sits, call-ups. I figured we would just talk about it in general.
But, wait, I thought I saw it on. Was it on there before?
No, it wasn't.
Wait a second. Hold on here.
I'll rant about this.
Yeah, no, you have something about it. You have something about it in your call-up. I did change it.
You're right.
Yeah.
After today, actually. I'll rant about the NHL later because that could end the show. I'll do it in order again just to.
Hey, there you go.
My start would be another little. I keep seeing these little things on like TSN and stuff that are like just little chatter in Instagram posts that promote chatter and stuff. And it's there's like the who wore it better or who wore it best. And it was like there's current players and then like former players. And it's a jersey number. So like I saw the first one I saw was number 88. So it was like Patrick Kane and like a couple other like older. I think Lindros was one of them and things like that. It's just cool to. Again, like I said last episode, like a lot of at this point in time with not having any games and stuff being played, like the best thing you can do is find stuff to just debate, just to have hockey talk. So, I mean, you can sit there and, you know, whoever your favorite player was, you could find a number, like, you know, just, you know, shoot the shit with the boys about it. So I think that's pretty cool that TSN's trying to, you know, keep everyone involved or keep everyone thinking.
It has been a lot of fun.
Sure. My sits is again. I'm gonna hear about this somehow, but the NHL Network or the NHL.com.
Keep firing at them, man. Keep firing at them.
I'm gonna pull the list up real quick, but it's
let's go.
It's the best. The NHL's best cup team. Again, as I've said previously in my rants, that's the most broad statement ever. Like, what's the best cup teams, right? But If they would have
been a little bit more specific with their description.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Is it? No, okay. So that was the last one. They also did another one today that was the best NHL teams that didn't win the Stanley Cup.
Those are some good lists. I do find those fun.
Some of them are cool. Oh, here it is. All right. So NHL writers vote on the best Stanley Cup winners from 1967 to present. It's the 76 Montreal Canadiens, 84-85 Oilers, 77-78 Montreal Canadiens, 01-02 Red Wings, 81-82 Islanders, 71-72 Bruins, 75-76 Canadiens, 91-92 Penguins, 83-84 Oilers, 82-83 Islanders. So there's a lot of older teams. There's not really any newer.
Who was number one on that list?
76-77 Canadiens.
Yeah.
Which I'm not saying these aren't good teams, but. Like, and it goes, there's a couple more down. There's like a 16 extra. I'm not going to keep reading them all, but there's like, and again, I'm a Penguins fan and everything, but like the 13th best cup winning team is the 2012-2013 Blackhawks and the 16th best team is the 2009-2010 Blackhawks. Like, why aren't any of these other teams like the Kings, for example, like they had some unbelievable players. The Penguins have had some unbelievable players. The 09 team was really good.
How about the 94 Rangers?
What's that?
How about the 94 Rangers on there? Where's that at? Mike Richter, Brian Leetch, Mark Messier? Come on now.
Yeah. So there you go. Like, that's not on the list either. It's just.
It's like, what are you doing, NHL? Like what are you doing?
It's like they're not thinking of all these other teams, I think, of them.
Yeah.
It's just frustrating to see, like.
Yeah. A lot was missed there. I feel like.
And to be honest with you, I think.
Should have been high up on that list.
So
they,
good.
They blew past everyone they faced that year. I can't think of any team. In my lifetime.
They were the eighth seed.
And as the eighth seed, I can't think of any team in our lifetime that's dominated an entire playoff like that team did.
Yeah, and in my personal opinion, yeah, the 76, 77 Canadians were sick. That was your Dryden, right, I believe?
Yeah.
When he came in as a rookie?
Yeah, his rookie year, yeah.
The 01-02 Detroit Red Wings is the best on-paper team I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah.
There's 9 Hall of Famers on that team or something stupid like that. They were so good. So good. So I thought that should have been higher.
A well-deserved sit for NHL.com right there.
Sure. And then my call-up, this was changed this morning, actually, because I saw it.
So it's not the same in the notes.
I changed it in the notes. But we found out the news about the 2014 playoff and all that fun stuff. And Rod Brendamore had some very choice words and choice comments about the way that the way that things went down. And I'm just paraphrasing. He basically said, basically what the F was the first 68 games for if they're just going to cancel the last 20. And I think that's complete shit. I think he needs to sit down.
Everyone's in
the same boat. You're in the playoff. Yeah. The reason people are freaking out is because you guys will like this. They're playing the Rangers, and Rangers are a young, hungry team that have nothing to lose.
Yeah, and they ended.
You telling me that Montreal has nothing to lose playing against Pittsburgh?
Yeah,
I think Montreal's going to lose in 5 games in that, but we'll talk about that later.
Sure, but you think the Hawks have nothing to lose? They were right on the border. It's
wait, did the Hawks make it in?
Yeah,
yeah, they're playing Edmonton,
dude. Yeah, have you not seen the format here, buddy?
Yeah, so you see what I mean?
So hold on,
I didn't know that.
So since you didn't know, I guess we should bring it up to the fans right now before we get any further.
I feel like I just assumed. I didn't look because I just I thought I knew what teams were in.
What the news is the NHL obviously reached their agreement on a potential 2014 playoff if they can go further with the COVID and the phase 1, 2, and 3. But the teams are the Edmonton Oilers versus Chicago Blackhawks, the Nashville Predators against the Arizona Coyotes, the Vancouver Canucks against the Minnesota Wild, the Calgary Flames against the Winnipeg Jets. That's the West. And in the East,
let's do that in the main event.
No, that's obviously what we're going to – I'm just letting everyone know, because if we're going to continue talking about this, and you didn't know. You didn't even know the teams.
I had no idea.
That's what I'm saying. So in the East, Pittsburgh, Montreal, which we're going to talk about tonight, Carolina against our beloved New York Rangers, the Islanders against the Panthers, and the Maple Leafs versus the Blue Jackets. So and then obviously the top 4 teams of each conference get a round robin to decide
on for seeding.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So they're in no matter what, but the round robin is
and teams get
it's reseeding. Yeah.
And teams get exhibition games before all of this even starts.
Well, that's fair, because you don't want to just go into you don't want the Rangers to play a 5 game series against the Canes and then come in hot if you're,
Yeah, and
for example, the Lightning.
We'll definitely
two months and
trying
to avoid another embarrassing first round exit.
And obviously, there's still a lot more phases to check off the box. But that's what I wanted to say, Jeeker. We can get back into your call up here with Rod the Bod and his comments.
Yeah, I'll read I have the quote now. It says, "What was the 68 games we played for? What did we grind for? The bulk of the season was completed, and they just threw that out." And then another tweet that's in this article is that Jordan Martinuk confirmed that the Canes were one of 2 teams to vote against the 2014 return to play format. It doesn't necessarily give the Canes the best odds to win the cup, given some of the fringier teams have an advantage. I think that's utterly ridiculous, because everyone's at the same disadvantage.
Yeah, exactly.
You haven't played hockey in 3 months. Before, by the time they play, that'll be another rant for me, is when they start playing.
Yep.
Everyone's in the same.
Yeah, everyone's in the same boat here. Everyone is.
So the Canes still have home ice.
Yep.
So they have that. I think the biggest reason that they're bitching is because I'm pretty sure the Rangers went 4-0 against.
They did.
Sure.
They did.
Beat the hell out of them pretty bad.
Smoked them.
Yep.
It wasn't even. It wasn't even close.
But man, it's just
And the Rangers also win, because the Rangers received a first-round pick from Carolina for Brady Shea. And now if the Rangers win, they get Carolina's lottery pick. If they lose, they get their own lottery pick now. So it's a win-win situation for the Rangers. But, I mean, it's definitely – it is such a – everyone, like you said, everyone is at an even playing field here. Everyone hasn't had a rest.
To be honest with you, everyone should be happy that they're attempting to play hockey.
Yeah.
I'm speaking in terms of, like, people and organization.
Yeah.
Like, as a fan, but, like,
happy we're back.
Rod Brendamore should be happy that they didn't just say the whole season's canceled. You wasted 68 games for nothing.
Yeah, then at least you can say what were the 68 games for.
Yeah, and then that could be a reasonable argument. But, like, it's not like you were the worst seed, so you got seeded lower, so you're not home ice. Like, you got home ice advantage. Yeah, you might be playing a team that has your number, but you were gonna play them at some point anyway because they're in your division. So
and regular season doesn't matter, honestly.
No,
like, when you get in the playoffs, it's a new season, it's a different ball game,
and
it's different
just,
hockey
for me. Sure, and for me, like. No, I have nothing against Rod Brendamore, and I'm guessing he's an unbelievable coach. But like,
it's back to back weeks, though. You have some of the negative say about the bod, though.
I guess there's been no pushback from anyone. There's been no real media stories from like people on the team saying like.
Now I have seen I'm
guessing a lot of players might not agree with this.
Yeah. But
you know
I have
what I mean?
Seen
so, like, but they're not saying it.
I have seen some fans of like the Bruins, like the fans of the Bruins are talking about how like they earned the number one seed of being the best team and now they have to play for that number one seed. Like that's a thing now instead of them getting it.
If I'm a player, I'd rather play for it. Than
yeah,
not,
and there's
at least you're getting games.
And there's
What's
12
the
games. There was 12 games left in the
Absolutely.
Season. There was no way. I mean, Tampa still had a chance to come back and take the president's
shot. Boston's gonna get that, but still.
But either way, though, there's still a chance. It was not clinched. If it was clinched, then you have an argument. But I disagree that there's a fight for the fact that they're getting screwed over or anything like that. So Anthony, that was Jeeker's starts sits. Call-ups. Anthony, it's now time for yours. Where are you going first?
I am going to start out of order, traditional Anthony fashion. Yep. I'm gonna go with my call-up, and that is Shannon Sabados. She is a goaltender. She actually played in the SPHL, but she's mostly known for playing as Team Canada's goaltender in the Olympics. She had a really funny tweet. And it's kind of a rib at the fans, but also funny. So I'm calling her up for it because it made me laugh.
So what was the tweet?
It said, "Happy the NHL will be back, but without fans, how do we expect players to know when to shoot the puck? How will opposing goalies know they suck? Sounds pretty boring if you ask me. A game with no shots on net and overly confident goalies." Oh, that's pretty funny. So calling her up for being hilarious on Twitter. An unbelievable goaltender also.
That's a good one.
One of the best women goaltenders of our generation.
What a lazy start and what a lazy sit you have in the notes sitting here, buddy.
let me elaborate. It looks lazy on paper, but let me elaborate. I'm starting you two because I really appreciate you guys have been hitting it hard with the interviews, knocking them out. The past three Thursdays in a row, I wasn't able to join, but you guys knocked it out anyways, got three awesome interviews. So I'm just saying I appreciate you guys. I'm starting you guys tonight.
Easy cop out for not getting a start.
It's a cheap pop. What can I say?
Literally. Now I can spoil it. Now that he is at the sit point. In the notes, he's got his call up is the actual name, but then his start is the boys, and his sit is myself.
This is the first ever joint sit. We have the same sit because we're sitting ourselves.
Did you even read my sit?
Are sitting ourselves after coming up short in men's league playoffs this past week. I lost in overtime, heartbreaking fashion. It's because I'm fat and out of shape. And
buddy,
once,
you should have called me. I got nothing to do.
Hey, we were talking about.
I would have came down.
We were talking about in the interview with Jesse. We were talking about how you haven't gotten any calls yet. You're about to get a call from my summer beer league team. So that's what's going to happen.
That would be pretty cool if we could all get on a little beer league team together. Hey, when Jay comes down for the wedding, it'd be cool if we can get a game in.
Yep.
Or at least pick up.
Yeah, we'll have to make that happen.
Yeah,
that'd be sick. But
so
I might have to take you guys on the golf course instead, though.
Oh, that'd be fun.
We could do both.
That'd be fun.
I'm down. So, Queens Harbor.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can get in. I can get into Sawgrass, and I know you can get into Sawgrass, Vinny.
I can also get into Sawgrass. Yep.
I've played there once. We need to play there. We'll play there again.
Yeah.
Alyssa's aunt lives there, so I can get in anytime.
Nice.
Oh.
There you go. So back to your sit, Anthony. It was
I'm sitting us for not getting the job done, letting our families down, letting ourselves down.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah, I had a big tilt and I let everybody down. That's what happened.
Yeah. So that's it. That's my start, sit, call ups in whatever order you'd like,
Anthony,
to be in.
Anthony, we're not even has-beens. We're never was.
I'm a never was.
Mighty Ducks reference there. Mighty Ducks reference.
Mighty Ducks reference.
Yeah,
always.
There you go. So now it is time for my starts, my sits, and my call-ups. And Anthony, you took my sit because you don't read the notes.
It was a double sit.
I don't even have to say my sit.
First double sit.
Got it. So yeah. I'm starting Jack Eichel. Jack Eichel was recently quoted talking about losing and how he's fed up with losing. I got the quotes right here. This is an in-depth start sit call-up, Anthony, unlike yours where you just put in a total of 5 words. You put in a total of 5 words in your start sit call-up notes. Mine is a little bit more in-depth here. Starting Jack Eichel, he said, "Listen, I'm fed up with losing and I'm fed up and I'm frustrated. You know, it's definitely not an easy pill to swallow right now. It's been a tough couple of months. It's been a tough 5 years and where things have gone." And then he says, "I am a competitor. I want to win every time I'm on the ice. I want to win a Stanley Cup every time I start a season." That is what I'm starting. I'm starting that kind of attitude. It's not cocky. It's not crying. It's not complaining. I think that is the way everybody should be going into every season, whether you're the Florida Panthers, whether you're the Detroit Red Wings, whether you're the Pittsburgh Penguins. You are playing to win the Stanley Cup. That's how you should come into every season. And if you don't, then you have fallen short, and it should be disappointing, and it should be frustrating. So, Jack Eichel, I'm starting you for coming out and saying exactly that.
That's exactly what you want to hear from your captain. Like, if my captain, if I'm a Sabres fan and I hear that from my captain, one, he's sharing your frustration because I don't know if you guys saw this, but the Buffalo Sabres fans put the team up for sale this weekend. That's where the Sabres fans are at. So as a Sabres fan who's obviously very frustrated with the direction of the franchise, hearing that from your captain is a little silver lining in regards to what's happening right now.
Yeah.
Man, he deserves better, man. My kid's so good. He's so good. I played against him once in college, but I never got a chance to meet him or anything, but I'm guessing he's a good dude. And like, I want to kind of say he's underrated.
I think so.
The whole, when you think back to like his draft and like his like age group of kids, it's McDavid. So like
McDavid, yeah.
Yeah.
Even the Sabres were like disappointed when they had to draft him.
Yeah.
Which is a bummer.
He had like 39 goals this year.
Yeah, like he tore it up in 68, 70 games, whatever they played.
I've seen him play and I was on the ice with him for one shift. My coach goes, "Don't ever go on the ice with him." In college, that was against their third, fourth line.
Who let you back on the ice?
It was literally like 30 seconds. I chased him around the ice, and we got a whistle, and he's like, "Yeah, come on." But man, he's so good at everything. He skates so well. He shoots the puck real hard. He's got that real long stick, and so he's got that real long reach and. He's a strong kid too. So, I mean, I just think Buffalo never really has done. I'm like thinking back a little bit more as well. Like they've always kind of made changes, but never the right ones are very good.
Jason Botterill right there, buddy.
They
released as this one girl who's a big Buffalo Sabres fan. She's like one of the famous, not the famous ones, like she's a celebrity, but she's one of the more well-known Buffalo Sabres fans out there. She actually released a song today, and it's a remix version of Taylor Swift's song "We're Never Getting Back Together," but instead it's "We're Never Making the Playoffs," and it's absolutely hilarious. But I mean, that's awesome. That's what the Buffalo Sabres fans are at right now.
Yeah, and I've heard nothing but good things about this Kruger guy. And there was an article online today about that. And I think I saw a tweet from like Darren Drager or something about how
I liked Phil Housley. And
yeah, I don't know, but it just seems to me that they never. And it might just be like a reputation at this point. But there's so many options right now where you could have gotten. I'm pretty sure at the time Botterill was hired, they could have got Ray Shiro or something like they got. There's other like veteran GMs out there, and they go and get Botterill. And there's nothing against Botterill, but
and he's coming back again, so That's what Buffalo Sabres have to hate.
I'm sure at the time, I don't know offhand, but I'm sure at the time they hired Housley, there were other big name coaches available. Yep. Maybe not like Joel Quenneville big, but like more established NHL coaches.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not going to talk anything bad about this crew because I've never heard anything bad about them, but like there were coaches last year that could have been hired over Kruger.
Yeah, yeah.
It just seems like they never make the like.
They just don't make the right decision. I mean, they traded away Ryan O'Reilly.
That was a dumb trade, I think. The other thing with Botter, like, I think they just think too much. Like they signed Skinner for $9 million.
Yeah, they definitely like, overthink things.
That's more than Evgeny Malkin makes.
Yeah.
And Jeff Skinner scored 40 goals once. And what did he have this year, 12?
Yeah, well, like, that's what I thought. He got his payday from that
exactly.
Season.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Unfortunately. But it's, yeah, it's, but it's, it sucks for them. It's just
yeah. – They were thinking if we don't give it to him, someone else might. And then,
to be honest with you, I think Eichel took less money at the time of him signing
because he thought they were moving into the right direction. Yeah,
yeah. Like, McDavid's making 12 and a half. He took 10. Like,
yeah,
he could have taken 11 and a half at least.
Yeah,
it doesn't seem like a lot, but like,
yeah.
Whoa, you guys, be careful. Don't be disrespecting Zemgus Girgensons team, okay?
Hey, you're damn
there,
right.
There it goes.
My boys have to
move on.
We're off the rails.
Moving
everyone.
On now.
On.
I have one more to go. It is my call up, and I'm throwing it back here. Anthony and I both grew up playing roller hockey here in the Jacksonville area, and I promised a little favor to the old rink that we grew up playing at. I want to promote what they've got going on now. They are also picking back up in the hockey world. Their adult league is just starting back up. They're picking up where they left off. But what I'm wanting to call up is their youth hockey program that is starting back up. They're doing free learn-to-play clinics at the rink between June 22nd through the 30th. It's completely free. Ages 6 to 15 can show up and learn how to play hockey the right way. Where Anthony and I grew up, obviously we didn't make it that far, but you never know.
Sure didn't.
You never know, though, and it's a great opportunity. My buddy Johnny is running it all, and he's a great dude. So give it a shot at Skate Station Hockey. You can follow them on all of their social media pages. No free ads, but this is a free ad because they're so close to home for myself and for Anthony. That's my call. I'm starting up Skate Station Hockey or calling up Skate Station Hockey right there. Little golf clap, boom. Jake, are you ever play roller hockey? You grew up playing roller hockey?
I've never played like organized roller hockey. No, I had to go shoot pucks and stuff with rollerblades, but I never. Like that organized tournament.
You've been one of those pro guys that have the Mars blade things?
My role, I was actually a lot of my good friends used to work at the hockey store in town, and I showed them my rollerblades the other day, and they probably cost me like $19.99. They're like the Bauer like tempo or something like that. And I'm like, I actually took the dog out and he was pulling me up and down the street a little bit on him, and I literally, my ankles were going like this because they were so like, so.
Yeah, the reason why I bring up the Mars Blade, dude, it's everywhere right now. Like, you're seeing all the pros, like, they're opening up boxes on their social media pages of the Mars Blades things. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But we move on. It is now time for the main event of the evening. Anthony, I didn't see a setup of the week in your thing, so I'm not.
I got one if you want to hear it.
Yeah, why not? Give us your setup of the week. What do you got?
Let's go. William Grimard of the Cape Breton Eagles playing in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League.
You are the worst.
He's got an awesome set of Bauer 2X Pros, black base, which I love, color base pads, and the design of the pad is similar to the 2S graphic, but it has this sweet Screaming Eagle logo.
That was a pretty cool
in the middle. That's an absolute beauty of a setup. Absolutely love it. The color-based pads, you know, that's my thing. Obviously, this kid playing at the highest level of junior hockey right now. So good luck to him in the season's returning. I hope he can play another season. But also, absolutely sick setup. Between Bauer and Bryan's, I think it's got to...
They're just going back and forth.
Go back and forth because they have the sickest setups coming right now, with a little bit of Vaughn sprinkled in there, because Vaughn is doing good work as well.
So we talked to Jeker's former head coach Jesse, and we talked. He is a former goalie, and we talked about goalie pads, and he's not into the designs of the pads. So it's a good thing you weren't on there.
I've talked to a few guys who just They just don't care. They're about performance. Like, if you look at some guys who they admit, like Ryan Miller. Ryan Miller is very particular about his gear, but he doesn't give a shit what it looks like. He has Vaughn.
It shows. It shows.
Yeah, he has a mixed match of CCM and Vaughn. He mixes other things in there as well. He does whatever he has to do to get the job done.
Yep.
He doesn't really care.
Yeah, so it's absolutely unreal. But now
different.
We move on. It is now time for our main event of the evening. I wanted to let everyone know that with the playoffs coming up, maybe with a 24-team potential playoff coming up, we are going to be diving into each matchup for the next however many matchups there are. We will be diving into those. I think it's 12. Is it 12 matchups? Yeah, 12 matchups. We'll be going right into them. We're going to pick one every week to discuss. This week, we are discussing Jeeker's Pittsburgh Penguins going up against the Montreal Canadiens. One of the best players in today's game in Sidney Crosby going up against one of the best goaltenders in the league in Carey Price. I know Anthony feels a certain way about Carey Price. I know Jeeker feels a certain way about Sidney Crosby. So I'm going to throw it over to Anthony about his take with Carey Price and the Montreal Canadiens. And what do you think the Montreal Canadiens have to do to beat the Pittsburgh Penguins?
Play a damn near perfect series. Now, this honestly, earlier in the show, I said that I think Pittsburgh is going to win in five. But I will say this.
Wait, what?
Carey Price,
it's a five game. It's a best of five series, buddy.
Pittsburgh win in four then.
I'm about to say, you want them to win and they only one loss is what you're saying.
I think that's what I was saying earlier. So the more I think about it, we've never seen Carey Price super healthy in the playoffs. We rarely see him super healthy in the regular season. This 3 months off may have been the best thing for him as a goaltender because we've seen him be an unreal goaltender. A lot of people regard him as one of the best in the league. I don't because we've never seen it in the playoffs. So he has to prove himself in the playoffs, and that has to start this year. Otherwise, I do see Pittsburgh with their experience taking control of the series pretty quickly and making short work of the Montreal Canadiens. If they even get one win, I would be impressed, honestly, with the Canadiens. I'm looking at their lineup right now. I'm looking up and down their lineup. It's just,
I mean, it doesn't compare to what
it doesn't, you know, you got Philip Deneau and Max Domi.
That's
like, they just don't, you know, it doesn't compare to guys like Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, like things like that. They just don't, it doesn't compare. You have,
I mean, they acquired Patrick Marleau over there.
Brendan Gallagher. Exactly. The Penguins are too experienced and too stacked for a very inexperienced Montreal Canadiens team, in my opinion. I can't possibly see them putting up a fight against Pittsburgh, but the question was, how do they win?
Yep.
And they win with something Jake alluded to earlier. They have nothing to lose right now. They weren't expecting to be in the playoffs. They really don't have a lot of expectations, and sometimes it's the best thing for a team. You go out there, you're super loose, and you just play hockey. I had mentioned earlier that the Penguins are very experienced, a lot of veteran presence. That also can work the other way for them. You know, a lot of guys getting older. We've had a lot of time off. It's harder to get your body back in shape when it's not in shape when you're older. It's easier to do it when you're younger. You see guys who haven't played in a while or haven't played in an off season. As they get older, it takes them a long time to get back into their mid-season form, if you will. That's one thing that could work to the Montreal Canadiens' advantage. Other than that, I stand by what I said. I'm taking Pittsburgh pretty hard in this one.
So obviously with Pittsburgh having a more stacked lineup up and down, back end, front end, everything like that, Jeeker, what are you most afraid of when you think of the Montreal Canadiens? Because obviously, we're all thinking Pittsburgh in five, Pittsburgh in four. What are your thoughts going into this against Montreal?
A few years ago now, I think it was 2010 or 2011, they lost to Montreal in the second round. They were a really good team. I think it's just kind of, I'm afraid of Montreal just catching fire. That was when Halak took off for the Canadiens that year. I think they lost in the second, or they lost in the conference final, but just catching fire. other than that, like, I mean, yeah, I guess Carey Price.
I think when I think of it, I'm you have,
and, like, I just looked him up while Anthony was saying it. Like, Carey Price was on paper the worst starting goalie in the NHL last year.
Oof.
He had the 31st ranked goal against average and save percentage in the NHL. Oof. So given there's
coming out as hard with the numbers, I love it.
Yeah, stat guy.
Stat guy, yeah, Jeeker over it. There.
Love to hear it.
And I read an article today. I don't remember exactly the numbers offhand, but his goals against and save percentage against the Penguins in his career are not good. Like way, way worse than what they are against any other team. And now looking back, like, that year they lost to Montreal in 2010, Halak was in net. But every other time, I remember going to a game when I was younger and they played Price. And this was when Price, I think this might have been Price's MVP year. And it was, like, unfair how many goals they scored. It was, like, 6-1 or something. Like, they just seemed to have his number. And the that's, like, a big factor. But I think the big factor for the Pens is, to be honest with you, this might be the best top nine in Pittsburgh Penguins history once everyone's healthy. Gensel will be back. Yeah, Crosby, Malkin, Gensel, Rust, Zucker, Hornquist, Sheary, McCann, Marlowe, and then that fourth line of Tanev, Aston Reese, and Bluger. They were really good all year when they were actually healthy. There's two things, two players that just had surgery, Dominic Simone and Nick Bjugstad.
That's going to be out extended time. I saw that.
Yep.
I was most excited for that because there's just one less lineup decision to make. Like, they're not – I'm, like, not, like, upset that those guys – but, like, it's not like they're going to – it's not like Sid is having, like, hernia surgery again and he's going to miss. It's like, okay, Bukestad's not playing. Marlowe will do okay. You know what I mean? Like
– yeah.
And if they could, the big, I think, actually, I take back what I said. I think the biggest kryptonite for the Pittsburgh Penguins is going to be their overthinking of the goalie situation, because they love Matt Murray, but I think, and I don't know this obviously now because of the quarantine and not playing, but if everything kind of played out, Tristan Jarry would have been the starting goalie in my eyes. And I don't know if they're going to do that just because they are loyal to Murray. But so if they shoot themselves in the foot like that, maybe, but they say it's best of five. So
say they drop the first game with Murray.
They'll keep Murray in.
You think they'll keep, okay.
Yeah. That's like, maybe not. I don't know. It's hard. Cause maybe not just cause Murray hasn't played, you know what I mean? So they might just give Jarry a try, but like,
yeah.
Just think they were going through the whole playoffs and the regular season, Jarry was doing much better, and then they decided to start Murray game one of the playoffs. If everything went normal and he lost, they'd still play Murray.
Yeah. So, like,
and I don't have any. I think he's a good goalie, but he's just not consistent in his injury problems. And Jarry was just playing better, so
yeah, he was just playing better hockey. And I mean, my biggest thing with this series that neither of you have mentioned is Claude Julien behind the bench for Montreal. That is something that I feel like I don't think he's a superstar coach by any means, but I did some research on it. And last time Claude Julien has faced the Pittsburgh Penguins, looks like it was a sweep.
Yeah, that was the year they had Ginla and all those guys. Yeah, that is something that I didn't think of.
So Claude Julien has success against the Pittsburgh Penguins. Whether that can carry over with a team that he has in Montreal, who's not star studded, it's not stacked by any means. But we've all seen it before. Good goaltending can bring you far in the playoffs. And although Carey Price has not been great this season, I think Carey Price has that potential to find his game, and it could be against the stacked lineup in the Pittsburgh Penguins. Because how many times have we seen a goalie like Henrik Lundqvist in New York, who just absolutely plays lights out against superstar talent before and literally single-handedly carries the team? No pun intended, because it's Carey Price. But I think with that and Claude Julien, I think it's possible. I think it goes five. I think a lot of the series this in this play-in round, I think a lot of them will go five just because of the fact that all these teams are really just getting their wheels back. They're getting the mojo going. They're trying to figure things out. So that's why I think that it'll go five, but I do have the Penguins in five. Cheeker, are you thinking of a sweep here, or are you thinking in four or five?
I guess now that I think about it, like, it should probably be five just because of not playing for a while. My take on the Julian thing, and he is a very defensive-minded coach, very similar to how Trotz coaches, which the Pens got swept by the Islanders last year. But the thing I think that might be Montreal's kryptonite is kind of what everyone said at the beginning of the year. They're built to be like a fast run-and-gun speed type team, not necessarily a defensive team. And if Julian tries to play that way,
he'll get burned. He'll get burned with the Penguins because that's the Penguins are better than that.
Style game is Pittsburgh, but like Pittsburgh's fourth line would be Montreal's first line.
You have to.
So there's no way they could like.
The way I see a team having to play against Pittsburgh is just like what the Islanders did last year. It's that smash mouth defensive style of play, and then you just push it right back to them after that. You have to play well in your defensive zone first.
They don't have the personnel to do it.
No, I'm not. And like I said, I have Pittsburgh in five. You have Pittsburgh in four. You also have Pittsburgh in five after this. So we're going to have to wait and see if this even happens and then go from there. So do you guys have any closing thoughts on this series before we wrap things up?
I'll give you some keys to the series here in my opinion as my closing thoughts. Keys for the Canadiens to win: Carey Price has to be the man, and they're young guys, and like you said, coaching has to shine. Keys to Pittsburgh, I think, is just playing smart hockey. They have the guys to win. They have the goaltending to win.
Don't overthink it.
Don't overthink it. Keep it simple and play your game. That's it. Roll four lines because you can.
Jeeker, what about you? What closing thoughts on the series? Go Penguins.
Let's just hope it happens.
Yeah, exactly.
That is a wonderful closing thought.
Exactly,
Absolutely.
Yes.
On that note, folks, that'll do it, boys. That ends the episode here. Do you guys have any final words before I pay the bills one last time and close it out?
I'm good. Say my piece.
Jeeker?
Nothing.
All right, that'll do it, though, folks. On that note, for Anthony the backup, and Jeeker and myself, don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at The Power Play Pod. That's Facebook, that's Instagram, and that's Twitter. We are available wherever you get your podcasts, so drop us a review. Tell your friends about us. Let everyone know. Let the world know about The Power Play Podcast. Coming up later this week, we've got one of Jake's favorite coaches of all time that he played with. I'm going to mess up his last name again for you, just for you.
I'll just say it's Jesse Kalicki.
There it is. Jesse Kalicki is joining us, the head coach for the Fayetteville Markmen. He joins us later this week, so be on the lookout for that episode to drop. It's obviously going to drop early on Patreon, so if you want to hear that episode one day early, join our Patreon at patreon.com/thepowerplaypod, patreon.com/thepowerplaypod, to get daily episodes, early episodes, bonus content. We're going to drop some story time episodes soon. We're going to get Pop's quiz back up and running. We got a lot coming out. Exactly. Bonus drafts everywhere, man. It's so much fun.
We have two up there right now. If you haven't listened, we have the 2009 and the 2012. Is that right?
I believe so.
Yeah, so if you haven't listened to those in the Patreon, they're up. What are you waiting for? Go listen to those recaps.
Yeah, and let us know. Yeah, let us know what you think. Who has the best lineup? Without that, though, you can't get into it. You get into the Patreon, $2. That's it. That's all you have to do. $2 a month. Support the boys. Jeeker's retired now, okay?
He needs that
needs
money.
He needs it. On that note, folks, for everybody else, good night. Have a good night or day whenever you're listening.
See ya.
Bye.
Yeah!